You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Humanity, depression, struggle, deadpan vignettes, surrealistic comedy. These are just words that make up the new film by Steve Collins. The film that these words describe, I've Got Issues.
Hi, this is Wright, and we're going to talk about the new film, I've Got Issues, obviously, by Steve Collins. And I got a few guys that are here today, wonderful dudes. I'd love to introduce them. We got Santi.
Hello there.
We've got Adrian.
Hey, Wright. How's it going?
Oh, I'm peachy keen. Not as good as Ryan. How about you, man?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Oh, my,
I've got some complaints, actually.
Okay, so right at the gates, this film was actually shot here in Austin, Texas. I think it was done early 2019. I think it actually had its premiere at the Austin Film Festival last year. And then I think it's just finally getting released on VOD. And I actually know a few of these people that are in this movie. And actually, the wonderful Macon Blair is in it. He's done a lot of the Jeremy Saulnier movies. And he's written and directed one of the best movies, at least of 2008. I don't feel alone. I don't feel at home in the world anymore, which I loved.
I'd agree.
And there's John Merriman.
So good.
Sam Eidson, I believe his name is. I think her name is Courtney Davis. There's a few other people in there. And I love all of these people as actors. And I'm going to hand this over to you guys because I feel that I know this type of humor of this really deadpan, super deadpan and surrealistic comedy stuff, and here it didn't necessarily work for me. Adrian, what did you think about this?
I will say this. There are two moments in this that really got me. One of them with Macon Blair. There's a small vignette called Chaz Has a Dream, and it's basically about this white guy who has a dream of getting a cool black friend, and that just makes his whole life, and I thought that was pretty funny. And then the second one, I forgot the name of the vignette, but it's a trial, and there's this like southern Matlock type lawyer, and that itself was pretty endearing. I disliked every single other thing from this film. I like deadpan humor. I like the other films that could probably be put along with this one. And I realize that comedy is completely subjective, but if it's just not hitting at all, is it really my fault or is it yours? I don't know. I truly did not find this funny, and all the subject matter within the film, it's like, let's talk about how technology can turn you into a couch potato. Let's talk about existentialism. Let's talk about race. Let's talk about all this shit that we've all been talking about for the entire year, for last year, for 5 years ago. And this does nothing new with it. This kind, you know, you mentioned that a lot, that you know some of these actors, and I get it. I get how the Austin film world works. This kind of just seemed either like an inside joke or a movie for specifically the people that were in this movie. And quite frankly, I'm a little annoyed that I was subjected to this in a way. Like, if it's an inside joke, if it's something for your friends, you know what? Keep it with you guys.
Just premiere it with your friends and family, and then that's all you got to do. So, actually, Santi, could you walk us through kind of what this is about? Because as we've been mentioning, the whole thing basically has little vignettes or almost like short films throughout the entire movie having a similar theme of like struggle and despair. And the main actors that we were already talking about play multiple characters throughout this whole movie. So Santi, if you can kind of walk us through really what this is.
It's kind of just like what some people like are doing to deal. Like this is basically like it's a very consequential movie, and the driver for the consequence is misery, because everybody here is either wholly uncomfortable with their own persona, they're insecure about who they are, they're confused about the world, or they are just having a bad year. Some of them to a degree to where they can't even speak. So they subject themselves to going to see gurus, taking in complete strangers, doing unusual things like, you know, refusing, like underneath your sink. I don't know, like this movie was so random that I kept asking myself like what the message was. I was trying really hard to understand, and right. It does seem like the world is ending for some people, and in some way all these people are connected in that they all don't really have any answers for what to do about it. And I guess that's what they all have in common. They're all in a way lost. They've got issues. But yeah, I'm lost now after watching it, like, because it is confusing and open-ended and in some parts hilarious. I have to say I laughed out loud at a couple of the skits.
And that's actually kind of a good point. Like, it feels like a skit movie, and yeah. I know what they were trying to do with some of the skits is sort of bleed them together or kind of lock them together, because we'd go back to some of the characters, but I almost wish that they just played a single character and then they would all of them start to interconnect together. And they didn't do that. There are some characters that we never see again, and that was it. It was just basically a show like, this guy's life sucks, right? And then that was it. And we're like, wait, what? And Ryan, what did you think about this?
So I did not love this, but I honestly kind of liked it more than I thought I was going to. I got to be maybe the dissenting voice a little bit here. I don't know. Like, going back to what Adrian was saying, like this kind of humor can be really, really hit or miss for me. Like this kind of like weird absurdist humor, but I would say like it was kind of 50-50, but I thought enough of it was funny to me to make it like somewhat enjoyable, and it was fairly short. But I think what you said is kind of the biggest problem, is that it does feel like almost like a disconnected sketch comedy show, and the way that they do try to tie things together just doesn't, I don't think it works, or like it doesn't make you feel anything. Like, I feel like the director wanted you to at the end. Like, I get the whole idea of, you know, everyone has these like difficult things that you're going through, but we're all connected and we need to help each other. But I feel like with the kind of absurdist, like sort of depressing comedy that it had going throughout the whole thing, it didn't really like resonate in any way at the end. At least that's how I felt. But I did think I didn't expect to find it as funny as I did, but I sort of enjoyed it.
I think that's the biggest problem that it probably has going for itself, other than a lot of the jokes not really landing, but the characters, you don't really get to know them. And that's a problem with a lot of these surreal comedies that I'm a huge fan of, like Tim and Eric and their surrealistic comedy style. And also Quentin Depew, who did like Rubber and An Evening with Beverly Loughlin or something like that. I like his characters more. and I start to kind of care about them more. And with here, I think the issue with splitting it up so much with all of these different characters and all these actors playing different characters that you don't really get to just sit down and see how they really are. There's not a lot of character development, but that's the other problem, is that it's very one note. I mean, the message of the movie is fairly simple. It's like, yes, we all have issues and problems, but if we just stick together and, you know, work through this together, we'll be better off and okay, even if oblivion is in sight. Am I right or wrong?
It's like if the kids in the hall were like half as talented and they didn't necessarily have the gig for the TV show. So they like put all their skits into like one film and hoped that that would get them the show that they wanted. Sorry, my dog's freaking out.
No, I'm assuming that's his complaints as well.
And I was reminded of Kids in the Hall when I was watching this, because I did think that it was funny at some parts, and I was enjoying the first half of it, but I kept imagining, if I had been watching it in a theater, that there'd be people there who would be glad because it was so like against the grain, and they'd be happy that people were walking out of the film. And then, you know, but also just like at the end, there'd be like total debauchery because the film kind of just seems to derail. Like, I feel like a lot of the stories kind of started to get, maybe they seemed shorter because they weren't as good towards the end. It just kind of seemed like they were putting as much as they could into it. And yeah, like this, I almost feel like this is a pitch for a show that didn't come to, you know, didn't really like get closure. So they just like, I don't know, brain farted this out as a film.
I actually dig the ending of it and the kind of wraparound lesson, which is also, I would say, contrived, because it's been done before. Unfortunately, a lot of what goes with movie watching is realizing that you've seen shit before, and this is another example of that. So even though I like the message at the end, I still, like, it didn't feel worth it to get to that point.
It didn't feel like it was a big payoff. It didn't feel like it earned it.
That's okay. That's the best way to put it. This film doesn't feel like it earns the final message that it has. I don't even want to say the ending. I mean, like, it literally kind of stops and just talks to you and tells the writer and the director's points. But then I would almost give it a pass, but then it does shit like make fun of other artsy, possibly pretentious and foreign films. And maybe I'm looking too deeply into it, but I did feel like it was a jab at that. And I feel like if you can't make fun of other movies if you're the movie that you are. I felt that was very undeserved.
Clean your house before you start telling other people that their house is dirty, you bastards.
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what more to say about this. Macon Blair, I don't know if you're going to listen to this, but I'm a big fan of you ever since Blue Ruin. It was nice seeing you, buddy.
Well, here, let's then go to final thoughts. Ryan, why don't you lead us off?
Yeah, I think that if you want to watch a weird, absurdist comedy, this is not one of the best options out there. But if you give it like 10, 15 minutes and you find anything funny, it might be worth it to you. But beyond that point, it's kind of just going to be more and more of the same. Like I said earlier, I don't really think there's enough connective tissue to make this work. And I'm not really sure why I think someone said they thought it really felt contrived. I think Adrian said that, and I totally agree. Like, it didn't really feel like that message. Just, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it made a lot of sense to me to go in that direction at the end. Some of it's funny, some of the little vignettes are funny, but it doesn't all work and come together in a cohesive way. So I think I would give it 6.5 blue fans waving in a courtroom out of 10.
Oh man, Santi, how about you?
You know, I've lived in Austin for like, I don't know, since like 05, however long ago that was, and I'm sad to hear that this is from the Austin film community. I need to watch more because I haven't seen a lot. But this was, I guess, my first. This is the first film, as far as I know, that was completely made in Austin. And it's a weird, spastic attempt at getting a bunch of skits together. You know, I want to echo a lot of the stuff that Ryan said, but I have a hard time understanding this film. I don't know why it was made. I really don't want to say anything like too mean, so I'm going to keep this short and say that this was fine. If you're looking for a movie, I would look elsewhere. This is more of just like a, I guess it's just like a season of Kids in the Hall, but done by different people in fast forward, and not good. And that being said, I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it 2 out of 10, 2 out of 10 poor man Craig Robinsons, because I think that's what that was. And I'll leave it at that.
Man, that, I thought you were trying not to be mean, man. Good Lord. No. Adrian, please continue.
So last year I went to go see The Art of Self-Defense. And when the movie was out, everybody walked out. I noticed this older white woman who looked at her husband and said, "That was the worst piece of shit that I've ever seen." And I thought, wow, what a dumbass. But you know what? I completely understand her now. Comedy is totally subjective, but maybe it's not. Maybe some shit is just not funny. And this was that. I don't care about what it's trying to say because it takes so long to get there. And it's been said better. And most, first and foremost, this is a comedy. It for sure is. That's what it's trying to be. And I feel like it genuinely fails completely at that. And I do like absurdist humor. Like I said, I liked Art of Self-Defense. I even like a movie that you mentioned, something Beverly Loughlin.
From
the same director who did Greasy Rubber. Strangler, which I also liked. But
The Greasy Strangler. That's what he did. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Either way, I found this to be... I'm sorry. I don't live in Austin. I live in Chicago. Come find me. I thought this was such a waste of time. And I don't know who I can recommend this to, but it's not going to be any of the people I know. I am going to give this one Macon Blair that I'm a big fan of out of 5.
Well, I'll say some things that I really did like about it. I thought it was shot really well. I definitely want to say that, but also I have to say it because Nathan Smith was a DP on one of my short films for a couple of scenes, so I have to say that. But I thought it really was shot very well, and I liked you know a lot of the technical aspects of the film, and all the actors I think are genuinely great, but here. Some of them are just being misused a little bit and just kind of there. A lot of them are just overacting. And I don't know what I always try to think about, like, what kind of direction does a director give people in these types of movies? It's like, no, just no emotion. Just look at the camera and just like kind of say your words very direct and just like super awkward. I'm assuming that's just
like
all
keep
it
Austin
is.
Weird. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Right. And like, I think you do have a good point, but Adrian, that sometimes things are just not funny. And I think that's what the movie does lack is just a genuine, like, funny bits. I think Ryan said it also best is that there definitely were some parts that I laughed at. Like, there's one little, like, tiny little sight gag that I actually kind of laughed out loud at was when Macon Blair, he closed the door on his mom and he just immediately yo-yos like one yo-yo like down, and I thought that was really weird but also really funny at the same time. Like things like that, I was like, okay, well that was just so smooth that it just worked for the moment itself. But I don't know exactly who this is for in the end, and I hope it does find an audience. Maybe it is going to be more of a local cult classic, but I wish them all the best because I know that, they're definitely putting forth a lot of effort into it. I hope it lands the mark with some people. But in the end, I'm going to give this 5 out of 10 PB&J sandwiches without the crust. So that's what I'm going to do.
For what it's worth, I also noticed that it looked good. But I forgot.
Let the record show that Santi was able to see the film.
I looked at it.